1-800-333.
What's on your mind on 550 K-Fire, 910 KCJB, AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, the Flag 1090, Talk Radio in the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson as well. It's another hour where we ask the question, what's on your mind? Let us know, 800-228-0550, anything on your mind, anything you want to know, any answer we can get for you, anybody you want in the hot seat, let us know. We're going to go to Barbecue Boot Camp later this hour. That's right. David Newman will be here. Was that a cow mooing right there?
No, you're making me hungry.
Oh, that was your stomach growling.
Yeah.
NDSU Assistant Professor and State Swine Extension Specialist David Newman will be here. There's a NDSU Barbecue Boot Camp tonight in Fullerton. And one later this summer in Medora. And David Newman will be here to tell us all about that. By the way, this half hour of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau, also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, economic progress that made America great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. ndfb.org, the website. North Dakota Farm Bureau brings you this half hour of What's on Your Mind today on the program. Exactly right. Also, later this hour, we're going to tell you about the Bakken Field Tour. Another one of our sponsors, Jeff Starling, will be here to tell you about two dates in July where you can literally immerse yourself in all things the Bakken. So stay tuned for that. All right, Jim, waiting to weigh in from Morris, Minnesota, but you have a little bit of an update on what we learned from a listener was happening in Dickinson. Evidently, part of I-94 was blocked off today. We had reports of a law enforcement officer with guns drawn on the interstate. What happened, Steve? What was it all about?
Actually, there was an incident at a Walmart that was a theft. We have a report from Captain Joe Ciani from the Dickinson Police Department.
There was, as far as I know, all there was a short pursuit from associated with a theft call from Walmart area where the suspect fled onto the interstate, and officers pursued for a short time between exits, and then they were... He actually pulled over and was taken into custody without incident.
So just a little dust up on the interstate this morning. Nothing too serious, just a little theft from the local Walmart in Dickinson.
All right, and that was someone from the Dickinson PD?
Captain Joe Ciani from the Dickinson Police Department.
Captain Joe. Thank you, Captain Joe. Now you know. See, there's a good example. You ask a question, what's going on in Dickinson? Why is the interstate closed? Why is there... law enforcement officers are there with guns drawn, and we find the answer. We pride ourselves in it here on the program. You just got to let us know what's on your mind. Jim in Morris, Minnesota, your turn. You're up. How are you?
Oh, fair to middling. I thought I could maybe get you cranked up on this. These Bilderbergers, and they're trying to tell everybody in the world how to live. But anyhow, it's the people that go there that get to me. You have people from the United States. I haven't seen any this time. But in the past, there's been some who were elected to office. But this time, I was going through it. And you remember old General Petraeus, when they used to pick on him about Petraeus' betrayness or whatever? He was at this last meeting, General David Petraeus, retired General United States Army. What in the heck is he doing over there? Well, I mean, you know, he's supposed to be an American, not a one-world government person.
So you want us to get, should we get General David Petraeus on the program and ask him? Do you think he's doing interviews these days?
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you'd probably get him on there if he's back from the meeting over there. They had it in England. And the people in England are, the common herd, are just raising all sorts of cane about the meeting in the first place. And
now, the Bilderberg meetings are advertised as to when they're happening, but not what's happening. In other words, it's a private conference, right? But they assign a rather benign motive to it as something designed to foster dialogue between Europe and North America.
Yeah, and
and bringing together 100 or so political leaders and experts from industry, finance, academia, and the media taking part in the conference. But it sounds to me, Jim, are assigning a nefarious motive to the Bilderbergers, and
they're holding a private meeting. You got old Henry Kissinger over there, you know. He's a zero from the beginning, and in his phony accent, I don't know if it's quite 100 or not. I got the list here in front of me, but who are they to be telling us what to do? You know, and.
Do they tell us what to do, though? I mean, I've heard a lot of theories over the years about these, and I don't know. It's above my pay grade as to what they're doing. I mean, in other words, you wonder why they're meeting in private, what they're doing, but do we know?
The royalty from Holland and on and on and on. Now, it's thinned out this time, and we don't have any of our elected representatives over there that I could see. And, I don't know why they stayed out, or unless they snuck in and didn't get nobody noticed them.
But that usually doesn't happen.
No, Jim, no.
Thanks for the phone call, Jim.
And we'll do our best to find out why David Petraeus decided to accept the invite and be part of the dialogue for you, Jim. Appreciate it.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You know what's on my mind?
What's on your mind today, Scott?
I saw a proposal from a Democratic member of Congress that I think deserves some discussion. It's a proposal that would allow members of Congress to vote from home. I like that idea.
Do
you know why, Steve?
I think it has merit.
There's less lobbyists at home. There's less Potomac fever at home.
Save
money. There's less of the influences that seems to get its grips in a lot of the members of Congress that go there and then just think very differently than they did as a candidate and, you know, tend to. I think being home, representing your constituent, has some merit. It's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll extrapolate that a little bit further. Maybe our Senate and House here in North Dakota could just stay in their district and vote online or from home as well.
Now, electronically, this would be pretty easy to do, right? And I guess, you probably have to have some time where you're participating in committee hearings and hearing debate and, you know, assembling all the information. But the idea of getting government closer to the people where citizens have a say would work a little better if you had your elected leaders where you were, so you had, you know, a little better access to them.
The way you can telecommute today, do they need to be in Washington? I don't think so.
I remember debate over the proposals Al Carlson was putting forward on funding of the diversion from the state, and there was a group of county commissioners out here that were having difficulty meeting with Al Carlson and saying, you know, we have to go to Bismarck, and I thought, well, you know, the session is on. Go to Bismarck. But see, these kind of things could be eliminated then, so you wouldn't have to worry about scheduling meetings. You could just stay where you're at. But
I think 3 or 4 hour drive.
As much as Congress has screwed up over the years, this might be the best reform of all. For one, I think all the influences that are there, it's just designed to persuade you and push you in towards the system. I mean, it would be, if for no other reason, to have less influence from outside sources other than the people that actually elected you, put you there, that you represent. Isn't this a great idea?
Well, the political system's been bastardized so far to the point of it's almost dysfunctional now. If you're going to take away some of those layers that cause that dysfunctionality, sign me up. I'm game.
It's wonderful. Good idea. What do you think, folks? You think that'd be all right? You for this idea? Let's at least spend a little time talking about it. It's not just automatically dismiss it as, oh, that's crazy. 800-228-0550, 701 248-258-0550. And you can also email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. But anything goes today on the program, from higher cigarette taxes in Minnesota to student loans. So we've covered the gamut today on the program. But this is I just thought it was one of those ideas I heard and thought, why not? Right?
You know, the other side of that is from government expenditures. What can you cut out of the budget of a federal government when you're not having to pay those travel costs and have a staff of 30 people for a senator or a congressperson, all of the surrounding support that goes into having a congressional seat or a senatorial seat? You can eliminate that.
Matt says, does it really matter? Do the votes of common Americans even count anymore? I don't believe they do, so where the members of any political party in office vote really doesn't matter either. Let us know what you think. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon. Let's get back to the phones. Bruce in North Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Hey, well, I guess there's three things on my mind, actually. The first one is for an idea, let's be clear, Independence Day, re-Independence Day, and everybody, sole proprietors, business owners, employees, everybody, just quit paying taxes and start this tyrannical government, you know, whether or not the line. But on a more serious note, rub or sauce? And imports or domestic? Those are two things that are on my mind. Thanks, guys. Have a good Independence Weekend.
Well, answer your own question.
Yeah, let's go with this here because, first of all, I'm going to say domestic. That's a no-brainer. But the argument between a rub and a sauce, now that's fighting words in some quarters.
By the way, we're going to barbecue boot camp at the bottom of the hour, so I think Bruce has jumped ahead here, too.
Which do you prefer, Bruce?
I grew up in down south, you know, Texas, Missouri. I'm a rub man myself. You use the sauce for dipping. But I've graduated. I've gone to imports. I'm a German beer lager fan. And when I can't find what I need, like a Löwenbräu or a Beck's or even some good old Boostrol, thank you to one of your famous listeners you're going to have on a little bit ago. I go with, what is that? Heineken is on the cheap and free. So that's fine. I like my ribs smoked and lots of rub.
See, I'm a big country style beef rib guy. I love beef ribs.
Oh, I like the pork ribs.
I like those big, meaty, country-style beef ribs. Oh.
I like them all. I'm just getting hungry here listening to Bruce.
Yeah. And ribs are sauce. You got to have sauce on ribs.
You put us back into a 4th of July mode nice and early, Bruce. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. 800-228-0550. The challenge from Bruce, import or domestic, rubber sauce. If you want to go there today, you can let us know. 701-258-0550. If you want to tell us whether you think members of Congress ought to be able to vote from home, whether or not a 183% increase in the cigarette tax in Minnesota will make a difference. It'll certainly make a difference for their, I guess, who will be the bigger winner, the coffers of the state of Minnesota or the folks that want smoking to end, to cease? Which one will do it? You let us know.
At a certain point, you might price out new smokers, but somebody that's already an established smoker, I don't think it's going to make a difference on them. It's like complaining about gas prices. Complain all we want, but we need the gas. We put it in our cars or trucks so we can get to work, do our jobs. If you're addicted to the nicotine, you're going to continue to smoke, and you're not going to care what it costs.
They moved the billboard. Remember the billboard that caused a little bit of
did they?
Rub, no pun intended, with the folks in the Moorhead City Council.
I apologize for that.
North Dakota Open for Business, the Greater North Dakota Chamber put up. It's still up, but it's a little further into Minnesota. But I think this is yet another example of certainly in the border between North Dakota and Minnesota. For your smokers, North Dakota is open for business. And I saw one story earlier from the Grand Forks Herald talking about how some of the places that sell cigarettes in Grand Forks, big jump in business yesterday, and most of the plates in the parking lot from Minnesota. Big surprise.
Well, it's like when you talk to people from the state, and I think it's part of the tax issues this time, they talk about who's moving to other states to North Dakota, and the big increase has been along the border with Minnesota. Minnesotans are moving to North Dakota because they can't handle the taxes anymore.
So we're open for business. It's just the bottom line fact. And by the way, there's a story in the Fargo Forum today about how it actually referenced the battle over the billboard back and forth, but it did an analysis of the number of jobs created on the North Dakota side of the river versus the Minnesota side on that border battle, and the job growth since 2002, about a 10-year survey here, they're doing 2002 to 2012, up 33.8% in the border counties of North Dakota. That'd be Pembina in the north down to Richland in the south. And comparing them to Minnesota, just across the border, Kitson in the north all the way down to Wilkin County in the south, 33.8% increase in North Dakota, 2.8% increase in Minnesota. So more of the same. Aaron's in Mott, North Dakota. Hey, Aaron, how are you? Are you there, Aaron?
Aaron, are you there?
We lost Aaron. I was dreaming of Mott as I was headed back from...
that's one of those cell areas that are a little sketchy sometimes.
I saw Mott on the sign off the interstate, and I dreamed of pheasant hunting. That's what I did, as a matter of fact. So, Aaron, you
spend quite a bit of time down there.
You give us a call back. And
if it's the Aaron I'm thinking about, I've hunted on Aaron's land.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
There could be more than one Aaron, though, at Mott.
Yeah, I know quite a few down there.
You do?
Between Mott and Regent. But as far as Mott, if it's the one I'm thinking about, I've hunted on their land.
800-228-0550. By the way, this hour of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Find out more about them at ndfb.org. And Steve has a word about the Farm Bureau, don't you?
Now, of course, agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy each year, about $6 billion. That's with a B. And agriculture represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base and employs approximately 25% of our state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong agriculture and will help keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. And yes, they are. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and in Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. You can learn more about the organization by visiting their website, ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau.
The idea of a member of Congress voting from home is a question we asked on our Facebook page today, and there seems to be a fair amount of, disdain's the word, distrust. Nobody really thinks this idea is such a good idea. And if they're in favor of it, they're usually in favor of it for a ulterior motive. Like Frank says, they'd probably do less damage if they just sat at home and collected their money. James says, no, two words, voter fraud. Mike says, that's exactly right. We already have voter fraud. The White House is proof. Michael says, perhaps this would give representatives time to read the bills before they vote. That can't be a bad thing, can it? So in other words, we're for it, but we're only for it because...
It's one of the biggest complaints I hear about congressmen and senators and our congressional delegations. When you get 1,800 pages today and in 2 days you have to vote on it, there is no way you're going to get through all that paperwork and be able to read that and give it the due diligence that it needs. You know, maybe that's an opportunity when you have that extra time being at home to focus on some of that. You know, the other side of that is maybe there's more distractions at home as well.
Kevin's for this idea, too. You know why? He says, then we could sell the Capitol. So all the support for this seems to be somewhat tongue-in-cheek, folks. I guess it's time to go to barbecue boot camp. We'll do that when we come back with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnom. This is What's on Your Mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're back on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Henin. Welcome to the last half hour of the program for this Tuesday on a holiday week. We're going to go to Barbecue Boot Camp in just a moment here, and any questions you have on the best barbecue for your 4th of July are certainly welcome at 800-228-0550 with our expert from NDSU that will join us. This half hour of the program is brought to you by the Bakken Field Tour. There's 2 dates coming up in July, 1 in August. It is the best way to experience the Bakken firsthand. You can read about it, but until you experience it firsthand, you can't quite comprehend it. So this Bakken briefing is actually a comprehensive presentation that helps you understand the background of the Williston Basin, the energy operations, the technology, the economic landscape. You see and feel the sheer volume and velocity of activity throughout the Williston Basin. They do a briefing on all the history and overview and the oil drilling, the energy services, the operating areas and the communities. And that's generally in the morning, and then an actual bus tour. There's accommodations involved. You get energy development activities. You get oil and gas infrastructure. You actually experience it firsthand up close. Economic development activities, the crew camp tour. So anybody really that is interested in any way, shape, or form, business leaders, exploring the area, energy sector investors, real estate developers, investors, community leaders, financial industry participants, just anybody that wants to learn more about the Bakken, go to this website to find out more and to sign up. And again, the briefing goes 8 a.m. to 11, and the actual tour 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. These dates remain in July. The 16th of July at the Williston, with an overnight at the Hampton Inn and Suites. The 18th of July at a Dickinson, Ramada Grand Dakota Lodge. Website is BakkenFieldTour.com. BakkenFieldTour.com. By the way, there's an August date too, if that works better for you. August 21st. BakkenFieldTour.com or call 701-577-1100, 701-577-1100. We're going to chat with Jeff Starling a little bit about that later on in the half hour, so stay tuned for that coming up on the program. Right now, it's time for our guest, right, Steve?
David Newman, NDSU Assistant Professor and State Swine Extension Specialist. Also, you are the coordinator of the NDSU Barbecue Boot Camp Program. David, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning.
First question off, previous caller, sauce or rub?
The previous caller had it right. It is a rub and dip it in sauce if you need it.
Ah, beautiful.
All of the above, in other words.
Now, my question is, beef or pork ribs?
Well, you're talking to the swine extension specialist, so I'm going to have to go with pork ribs.
I knew you were going to be biased.
Called job protection, Steve. Right? David is the co-director of the NDSU Barbecue Boot Camp Program, which, by the way, will happen tonight in Fullerton, North Dakota, and there's one later this summer in Medora. What is the Barbecue Boot Camp exactly, David?
The Barbecue Boot Camp is a program hosted by the Animal Science Department at NDSU through the College of Agriculture, and the real gist of our program is visiting dealing with consumers, your everyday consumer, not just those who are involved in production ag, about the importance of food and the importance of understanding that agriculture is food production and that there's a good resource here in the university at North Dakota State for people who have knowledge on agriculture. And it's really just about consumers understanding that agriculture is food. And that's actually the slogan of our program is, you know agriculture, you know food.
Yeah, Steve, maybe if more folks understood that, what they're trying to impart here, well, we'd have less of a debate every year over the Farm Bill, as an example, which you talk about.
All. Absolutely. Don't get me started on that now. I'm in lunch mode now.
But it's really kind of sad, David, when you think about it. I mean, the amount of folks, for instance, that that drive the Northern Plains day in and day out within the sound of our voice in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. I mean, they're driving right by agriculture, yet don't very often equate that to what shows up on their plate at dinner time, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. And, you know, that's something that we really talk a lot about. It's what we do at the Barbecue Bootcamp program and our other programming at the university as well, is that, you know, less than 2% of our population is involved in production agriculture. That's pretty phenomenal number on a decline over the last, let's say, 50 years. We produce just as much food. We have the safest food supply of anybody in the world. But we, you know, and less than 2% of the population represents 100% of your food supply. It's very important that we have the consumers, all people, understanding that if you eat, you're involved in agriculture. And that as these issues become legislative issues, for example, as you just mentioned, the Farm Bill or last year's Measure 5, that what you're voting on and needing to understand is that those things can have a major impact on your food supply because they do affect production agriculture.
David, how big of a disconnect is there between the general public and the ag community when it comes to understanding the process by which food comes? You talk to some kids nowadays and some people, especially if you get to urban areas and out of the rural areas where there is more agriculture, and you ask them where food comes from, and the answer is the grocery store. There's no concept. Is there really that big of a disconnect in this country between agriculture and the consumers?
Yeah, the statistics are all over the board, but all the statistics point to one thing. There is a huge disconnect, especially with youth. And, you know, as our society becomes more and more urban and less rural, people have no concept of food production. And they really do believe and know that meat, milk, and eggs come from the grocery store, and they don't know that comes from cattle and hogs and dairy cows, and that's pretty scary. And so, you know, what we usually say is it's not that people are uneducated, it's that they're uninformed. And we've, you know, really shown and seen good results in this type of programming, something where we can have some fun through barbecue and educate people at the same time that we get a very positive response. Because when you start telling them about the factual message of ag and you start, you know, telling them this is why it's important, they're very receptive to that message. And hopefully they take that home and they tell their kids and they teach them that it is very, very important that they have a good understanding of what's going on. But the disconnect is huge. We've got our work cut out for us.
Tonight, by the way, the barbecue boot camp will take place at the Fullerton City Park in Fullerton from 5 until 8. And you'll learn about new cooking methods and practices, meat cut selection, rubs, marinades, and seasonings, food safety and nutrition, smoking, gas, and charcoal cooking, meat industry topics, including related research, teaching, and extension activities at NDSU. There's a charge, too, for the whole event, but you're feeding everybody. Is that right, David?
Right, that's right. When people come to the event and participate, what they get is they actually get, for the fee, they get a meal, they get a meat thermometer, and we also have a book for our program that they get to take home with them as well. And there's a huge barbecue. We never run out of food. So they get to try a whole variety of products. Let's see, pork shoulder roast, beef brisket, strip steak, pork chops, lamb, kebabs, pork loin. Oh, yeah. Different types of burgers on the grill. We have one that's called the Barbecue Blue Burger, which is a ground beef patty that has blue cheese in it. We just, a whole variety of products. We're never disappointed.
By the way, if you can't make it tonight in Fullerton, July 2nd, August 15th is the next one for your calendar. That one at Medora at the Harold Schaefer Center. So there are two of these. Sorry, Steve, go ahead.
David, what are some of the key tips? I, like most people, get in my comfort zone when I start grilling. I stick to the steaks or you get your favorites, and that's kind of your signature on the grill. For somebody to get out of their comfort zone and start trying some other meat products out there, what are some of the best tips you can lay out for them?
Okay, well, I would say tip number one is if you don't have a meat thermometer, you need to get one. Because most people tend to overcook their meat. You know, for pork, for example, whole muscle pork can be cooked to 145 degrees. It can be cooked the same as a beefsteak, but everybody overcooks pork. And so we talk about that myth that surrounds that today, that there hasn't been trichinosis in the swine herd in over 30 years. And we talk about that. I would say, one, get a meat thermometer. Two, if you know your equipment, if you know your grill, and you know how it operates, you make sure that you don't get flare-ups and things like that. That's also very important. And then three, you know, it helps. You don't have to be a meat scientist in order to know something about the products you're buying. But it is important to determine the type of eating experience you want to have, the type and the cut of meat that you're going to choose for dinner based on the amount of time you have, the type of grill you have. Those are big things, and those are just a few of the topics that we talk about. But a meat thermometer is number one in our book.
How about the question of gas or charcoal? Maybe I'm wrong about this, but it seems as though the convenience of flipping on the grill with the gas propane there has outdistanced what I remember growing up, and that was a lot of a charcoal grilling, but so I would assume more people are gas charcoal. What about that choice? What about the difference in preparing the barbecue fare?
Well, we do cook with all different types of grills. Say that as a group, we're traditionalists, and we do talk some about competition barbecue and those types of things to our event. And in competition barbecue, no gas is allowed. And we do cook with gas because a lot of people have it. We prefer charcoal for the flavor, the cooking experience. It would probably be our choice that that's better. However, we get a lot of questions on gas grills. And what we tell people is, you know, it's about, again, understanding your grill, understanding the balance of time, temperature, and humidity. And that's one of the things with a gas grill, for example. If you're going to cook something that's low and slow, like ribs, for example, that's pork ribs, guys, pork ribs. If you're going to cook some ribs on the gas grill or charcoal grill, it needs to be indirect heat. And you don't see a lot of gas grills that have indirect heat. So if you're going to do that, you need to find a way to make it indirect. And you can do that simply with a foil pan and put some water in there to add humidity to the grill. And if you want to smoke it, there's some tips that you can do. But it's all about knowing your equipment. And I think that's something that a lot of people take away from the boot camp is just these tips and tricks that we've had with all the different types of grills we had over the years. But we certainly prefer a charcoal grill. And I would actually say that from what I see, I think charcoal grills actually have made a pretty big resurgence. I mean, there's the king of charcoal grills, the one everybody has is the Weber kettle, but, you know, we also use grills like the Big Green Eggs. And
David, we're up against the break. How does somebody get a hold of you for information on the Barbecue Boot Camp?
Information for the boot camp is on Facebook or Twitter, and it's NDSU BBQ.
Thank you very much.
Fullerton City Park, Fullerton, North Dakota tonight, 5 to 8 p.m. Thanks, David. Appreciate the update on the Barbecue Boot Camp.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
If you've got a smell that's making you crazy, we've got a solution, and it's North Dakota made. Daryl is on the line from the Zeeland, North Dakota company that has a great product that destroys odors. And we're talking the worst of the worst, mold, musty smell, skunk smell, pet odors, smoke, the works. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. We found out after research and development for 5 years, chlorine dioxide that we manufacture in Zeeland will destroy the odor molecule permanently. And we don't put fragrances in our products for one reason. Why put a fragrance in? All it does is mask the odor. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee, or we'll give your money back on any type of odor in any vehicle, car, camper, any confined space, or out in the open. We can get rid of the smell. Let us help you take care of your odor problems.
Our listeners are raving about it. Call and join the odor-free team. 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go to the website stopsmellnow.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The heart is a blue.
It's time for another What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Why do farmers do what they do? Here with some answers is Dawn with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Dawn, today's question is, why do you castrate male calves?
Well, farmers castrate for three main reasons. It's one, management, two, safety, and three, believe it or not, taste. We don't want male calves to breed their sisters, and a steer, which is what we call a male without its reproductive organs, is less aggressive than a bull. Steers tend to gain weight more efficiently and produce better tasting meat than bulls, and isn't it all about taste when you're eating beef?
Is it ever. Thanks, Dawn. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Around the region, Bismarck, Mandan, 72 this hour. Williston at 81. Dickinson, 74. Minot, 75. In Jamestown, 77. Devil's Lake, 76. Grand Forks, 79. And Fargo, 78. They're talking 90s later on this week. Looking at some of the temperatures today, we might get there sooner than later. Mobridge, 73 this hour. And down in Sioux Falls, they're at 75.
The weather's great. This half hour of the program brought to you by Bakken Field Tour. And one of the Bakken's best tour guides, Jeff Jarling, is on the phone to tell us about plans for Bakken Field Tours July 16th, July 18th, and August 21st. Jeff, welcome. How you doing?
Good, Scott. How are you?
We're doing well today. Thanks a bunch. Tell us about the Bakken Field Tour. What happens on the on these full-day events?
Well, it's an opportunity for those that are interested in learning more about what's going on out here to experience it firsthand. We start off the day with a three-hour presentation. Gives them the background information about energy development in North Dakota, the development of the Bakken Shale play in particular, overview of the energy industry, and then we get into economics, the communities, business opportunities, real estate development, and finance. So it's fairly over-encompassing and targeted towards a diverse group of people.
Jeff, who is this geared for? Is this for industry people, or is this for the average listener, the average North Dakotan, somebody that's interested in what's going on that really doesn't know what's going on out west?
It actually has attracted people from that whole spectrum, from those that are just interested in learning more about it. You know, they say there's some people that are skeptical about how long this is going to last or questioning how long it's going to last or what's going on out here. And what people find is that when they educate themselves, they have a better understanding and can make better decisions. But from those that just want to learn more about it, you know, farmers, ranchers, citizens, to business developers, real estate investors, we've had manufacturing companies looking attend. We've had leadership from financial institutions, again, real estate developers and investors, bank leadership from the region, economic developers from surrounding states, investors from California to Florida to Illinois, Singapore, China, Australia, Germany have all attended.
Opportunity is everywhere in the Bakken, and that really is hard to, you know, other than read a story about, hear about, you know, talk to your friends and neighbors about, but really until you actually see it firsthand, you can't even understand the enormous amount of opportunities that are available, can you, Jeff?
That's what we hear repeatedly, and it's rewarding to hear that people after, at the end of the tour, just comment on how amazing it was for them to see it firsthand. We say you not only see it, but you feel it. I mean, you drive through Watford City and you see the activity and you feel the truck traffic and just the immense amount of activity, and it's such a tight little area. I mean, that was a community of probably 1,200-1,300 people in the 2000 census, and they figured they have about 5,000 or more people in that one little area. And you feel that. You actually read all about these numbers, and you get to see and feel what those numbers feel like in real life.
Jeff, how does somebody get a rig tour? This is something that most people aren't allowed on. It's pretty secure. How do you get into some of those areas that most people wouldn't have access to?
Well, we do not go on a rig or an oil lease. The safety and the industry is not open to that kind of access. That's very rare. So what we do is we actually show them the information. We typically stop at Train ND. They have their well control school, so there's a well or a drilling rig simulator there, so they get to see what that kind of looks like. We've had a number of providers that provide us close-up images so you can get to see where we can explain what they're seeing. But out in the field, we're kind of seeing those operating areas. We get close enough on an adjacent road where typically we'll find a drilling rig that we can get close enough to where we can point out what they're seeing. So they can see the activity, they can see the derrick, forearm barrel tanks where the drilling mud is located. They can see the power plant.
Most of these one-day events are the actual field tours, right? You're out there amongst it. So it's the briefing in the morning from 8 to 11, then from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., the field tour. Housing is available if you need a hotel room. We'll take care of you there. Williston, July 16th. Dickinson, July 18th. Williston again, August 21st. Online at BakkenFieldTour.com or call them at 701-577-1100. Jeff Sarling from the Bakken Field Tour. Thanks a bunch. See you tomorrow, folks. Bye-bye.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's health and fitness club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I'm Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.